This is David Marlette with another installation of Adventures in Crowdfunding for the Creative Disturbance, our channel here on Creative Disturbance. And with me is Jeff Walker.
How you doing? Crowdfunding.
I'll let you tell us about what you're crowdfunding, Jeff. Tell me a little bit about yourself first.
I am Texas born and raised, and I'm a young filmmaker, kind of trying to make my way, and just kind of came up. I graduated from the University of Texas at Arlington's film program. Cool. I think that's a great film program. Made some movies, screened some festivals, then just started working in movies after that.
Well, that's the way it goes. It's just right. it's a slugfest. All puns intended for what you're doing, but it's you got to get in there and just churn them out and get experienced, right?
Absolutely, that's right. That's definitely right. And that's a great pun to make. That's a good pun for the film.
Good. Well, I didn't mean to talk over you there. Have you crowdfunded other projects?
I did. I produced a project, I want to say around 18 months ago, I think, that we crowdfunded. I was the producer on another short film. It was called Solstice, and we hit our goal pretty easily. It was a smaller goal, but we were able to get it.
Good. Well, I'm sure that's helped you. And we'll talk a little bit about your crowdfunding here in just a second, but I'm sure that was helpful having had that experience under your belt.
It was just having the opportunity to think about things like rewards and how to try to pique interest with that, and just how to stay in people's minds.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we get into the details of your campaign, tell me a little bit about what you are. I mean, before we get into the mechanics of your campaign, tell me a little bit more about what your project is and what you're trying to do.
Well, the project is this is a short narrative film about two MMA fighters, but focusing more specifically on this young lady named Jin Yu Frey. She's a female MMA fighter.
MMA for our non-fighting crowd is
mixed martial arts. Sorry,
yeah, that's okay. Just want to make sure.
Kind of ingrained in the culture, so it's all around me, right. So, but it's a fascinating culture. I knew her husband, Douglas, years ago. I've known him for, I want to say, about 8 years now, I think. And I think longer than that. And I knew Jin. I met Jin through Douglas. I knew Douglas before they actually knew each other. And I got to know Doug and really well, and I was really surprised by the lifestyle and the culture of mixed martial arts. It wasn't what I thought, and it wasn't what was depicted, what's been depicted in, you know, most film and most media as kind of being like this sort of tough guy world. Mm-hmm. There's just not a lot of ego in the gyms, and it really surprised me. They're very friendly, and they're very supportive of one another, and it was an environment that felt a lot like art school, UTA, the film programs in the art school. And it felt like a very just community-oriented culture where everybody just sort of supports one another. And I was really shocked and pleased by that. And I didn't feel like that was being represented. So immediately that made me think about how I could, show that good side, but also give credence to just the difficulty for MMA fighters is just, it is a passion, and it is, in a lot of ways, like artists, you end up suffering for it. A lot of these MMA fighters are people who have walked away from lucrative careers to pursue this passion, just something that they just feel they have to do.
Right.
And I can relate to that as a filmmaker, an artist myself.
Amen, so, brother.
Exactly, yeah. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be able to function if you're not doing this, if you're not creating something.
And if you're not passionate about it. And your video, and I noticed your video, I'm going to jump in here a little bit to the mechanics.
Yeah, sure.
You're for our audience, we're talking here on August 28th, 2014. I don't know when they'll be listening to this. It could be a while off. But as we talk today, you've got, I'm looking here online, you've got 19 days to go.
Right.
Looks like a rough guess here. I don't know my math, but about a third funded or something, right? Fourth funded, something like that.
Yeah.
And I like your video a lot. You really tap into
the
emotion of it with music. And for those who won't have a chance or don't have a chance or to see it, you don't do any voiceover. I think I made it almost all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting. You just do text on the screen with music and some footage, especially of Jen. Is that how you pronounce her name, Jen?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's got that the H on the end, which kind of confuses people. But yeah, just Jen.
It's, you really were tapping into. I clearly, what you're trying to do is tap into the emotion of this.
I want it to be about her and not necessarily me. I didn't feel like putting a camera in front of myself would necessarily give potential investors a real sense of what I'm trying to create. Because
now that's an interesting choice because, you know, I talked to a lot of people about this, and that's always a question for people, especially in the arts. Do I show my art? Is the art what I'm trying to – or do I need to connect people with me? To support me, and that's always tricky. And I think, would you agree that it really has to do with what the project is?
Yeah, I do, because I felt that in this particular project, in a lot of ways, I wanted people to get to know Jen. I wanted people to feel a little bit of a sense of closeness to Jen and an intimacy there, and that's why I elected to sort of do things the way I did, as opposed to saying, here's a picture of this person who, you know, we're sort of structuring this story that, you know, we hope will tell a lot of truths about kind of MMA fighters and what their lives are really like.
I think that sometimes, you know, especially people starting off in film have a tendency to make it a little more about themselves, and that may not necessarily be a bad thing if it's a passion project and they want to say this is why it's important to me, but you know, they seem to sometimes miss the point of why people crowdfund, why they back projects,
right?
And especially in film projects, it has more to do with this is a film I want to get made, not here comes another director I want to help him start his career.
Exactly, yeah, it's not, this is not, you know, intended, this is not my version of, here's my stepping stone, get in on the ground floor of me, because
that doesn't inspire people necessarily, yeah. I'm always going to put a caveat in that,
sure.
Unless you've got a really unique story, I think a person's got to have a really unique story, and I think sometimes people think their story is more unique than it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too fascinated with myself. I'm fascinated by others, I think. I think other people are interesting, and I want to make stories about what I see and just what's around.
Now, you're saying this, you go out of your way on the video, I've forgotten where I see it here on this, that this is not a documentary.
Right.
Why is it not it's not a scripted narrative either.
It is to a certain degree. It's kind of bizarre. It's a bit of a blending. A good friend of mine, co-directed and edited a short film, that won an award at South by Southwest. It's a great movie. It's called Eight, and I worked on it. I was the assistant director of the film, and, he's a good friend. We still work together today, and we're working on another separate project actually. So I'm kind of balancing a lot of things. But one of the great things about this project was that it blended sort of documentary and narrative. So the story follows a single mother, a widowed mother, and her daughter as they go and on this sort of annual, every year they do this, they go and visit the grave of the husband.
You're talking about Eight, a different project now.
Yeah, so it's a totally different project.
Okay.
And I I loved this film because this is a real thing that they do.
Right.
But they didn't shoot this film like a documentary. It's not a documentary. It's not.
Oh, this is. I know who you're talking about. The baseball. Her husband was a baseball player.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he's a baseball.
I know who you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. This was a. Yeah.
Of course, she had a very attractive subject to film as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a beautiful movie.
Well, I meant her herself.
Oh right. Yeah. Beautiful lady.
Yeah.
But
it is poignant. And, I know her story a little bit. So that's. But in that case, it's not a documentary because you're sort of.
You're fabulous.
I know you do not want to use the word reality, but it is in a sense you're covering real people doing this, but you're not.
Right.
You're not studying them in a documentarian sort of way. Maybe.
Exactly. Is that fair? It's false. We're creating the environment. We're creating a situation. It's not the actual day. We're starting and stopping and setting up lights. We're doing the whole nine. And I thought that was a really brilliant way to get something that felt real. And as I was trying to sort of make this MMA short film, I was speaking to actors and trying to figure out a way to make it work. And I realized that it was just going to be an unreasonable burden for a short film, especially. For a feature, I think that would be different. Financially, it might be more feasible, but certainly for a short film, it just didn't make sense to try to put the financial strain on myself to get an actor acquainted and accustomed to being able to pull off being an MMA fighter, because there's just so much involved with that. And
it's not the point of what you're doing anyway. You're wanting this reality piece. Tell me a little bit about your rewards. I'm going to watch our time here a little bit. Let me keep us. Tell me a little bit of how you came up with your rewards. I know that's it's some of the most frustrating parts sometimes to people looking, beginning their crowdfunding campaigns. It's like, oh my gosh, what can I do for a reward that's going to be original or interesting?
Right. Well, I sat down with my producer, Joseph Capps, and we talked a little bit about it one afternoon, just kind of went back and forth, and I think he was taking more notes than I was at the time, and after we talked about it for a while, it came time to really put that together, and he said...
And you just went, it looks like you went with the fairly traditional ones that are given for film.
Yeah. Right. We went with some of the traditional things, like signed Blu-ray, because I feel that there's an expectation certain people have for some of those things, but then we wanted to, obviously, things could be a little more unusual by, a pair of these MMA gloves, which is interesting. Right. That's an unusual thing.
Yeah, it's usually in those higher brackets that people start saying, okay, what can we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you give enough money, you can come get your rear end kicked by, your ass kicked by one of these people.
They'll come choke you out.
If you're into that,
That's right. Maybe Doug will do that. I don't know.
So, I wish you the best of luck on this. So, let's just make sure people know this one's called Jinh, J-I-N-H.
That's right, yes.
MMA short film. But the name of the short film is going to be Jinh, J-I-N-H, which is the name of your, the primary subject of the film. And you guys are looking to raise about $8,000, looks like. Pretty traditional amount. And tell me, in the time we have left here, what... Is there anything that – now, you had already done a crowdfunding campaign.
Right.
What could you give – let's say you're talking to a film student who's about to do their own crowdfunding campaign for the first time. What did you learn from the first one that you're so glad you learned and it made it easier when you walked into doing this second one? Is that a question that's
– Yeah, that's a good question. Know the people that you know. Know the people that you know that you think would be interested, and know your audience.
Right.
Know your audience and find your audience and find them beforehand. Figure out where they are and figure out a way to get in touch with them and communicate with them. And we're just now sort of ramping up. We've been able to kind of we have a lot of investors who are interested in giving some bigger sums, mm-hmm. but I think they're kind of holding off.
Right.
See how much more, you know, see how much attention we can garner, which is totally understandable. But yeah, we organized ahead of time. We knew to a certain degree we had a lot of, you know, family and friends that would be interested, but we also knew, you know, we got to get this on the MMA forums where right. people are talking about, you know.
Know this. Who's going to be your core audience. That would be exactly. a key. And then and have a plan in place for how to reach them before exactly. you ever launch.
Beforehand. Yeah. Before you ever take a foot out the door. Right.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts on this. And
right.
I know we all wish you the best of luck, and I look forward to seeing this film.
Oh, thank you. And I look forward to you seeing this film. I look forward to lots of people seeing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, nice talking with you.
All right. Nice talking to you.